We're back.
Episode 28. Cuz, what are we reviewing, man?
Man, we have been hinting at this for weeks and weeks and weeks. But given the soon to be released, I it's not really a reboot because it's actually, I think the new one version's coming out is a little bit more faithful to the book. But we are doing the 1987 classic Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, The Running Man.
Oh, and before we really get into all that running, what you drinking, man?
Hey, man, I could not find a Cadre Cola to save my life. I don't know if you caught that reference, but
I did.
I am drinking in honor of me going to a soccer match tomorrow night with malt liquor. I am drinking a Modelo. We're not playing Mexico, but that's okay.
Who are you playing? Who are we playing? It's a we, right? Who are we playing?
Who are we playing? We are playing, and I'm gonna mispronounce it on purpose. I'm gonna pronounce it like a gringo. We're playing Uruguay.
Oh, okay. Uruguay.
Uruguay. I don't do that. I feel silly.
That's fine. Feel
playing
silly.
Uruguay. So we're gonna get our players. I'm certain our players should be mindful of getting bit down on by Luis Suarez.
Is he still playing?
He still plays. I don't know if he's going to play in this match. I hope not. That guy
God, he's
is
75 years old.
He's a chomper. He kicks people in the nuts now, apparently.
Oh, nice.
He gets a competitive advantage, as they say. But
okay.
Whatever. Regardless, I'm drinking a Modelo Especial. Delicioso.
Excellent.
How about you?
I'm drinking, and I will say this. A month ago, we'll go 2 months ago. If I would have been drinking this, I would have punched myself in the face.
Nope.
But I've kind of gone over. Now, this is not a seltzer, but it is one of those vodka drinks.
What?
Right? I'm drinking a Surfside raspberry tea and vodka.
Are you really?
Yeah. There
I'm
it is.
So happy.
There it is. So,
hey, look at that. Now, yeah. is that the one that doesn't have carbonation?
There's no carbonation in it. I can probably drink this in about 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
carbonation
it's
is the only thing that keeps me from just slamming seltzers. That's the only thing that keeps me away from it.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll try a High Noon one day when you come over to Casa de Cuz.
Maybe. Why don't you come over to my house?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, yeah. For me, I came all the way over here, and all you have for me is uncarbonated seltzers.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is vodka, though, right? So I feel a little bit less manly. But and I also want to give a shout out to Malt. Last episode, Unforgiven. It was the feedback was good, I
think. Oh, yeah.
So, it was really good. Really good.
I've been having a long conversation with some of the guys that have offered constructive criticism in the past, and they were loving it. They were, I think one of them was giving me a hard time about liking the hooker, the older whore, and
the old hua.
Yeah, Strawberry Alice. And the other you know, funny comment was, I think Malt said he liked the one that looked like she was crying all the time.
Right.
They were like, that's kind of sick.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
But I mean, other than that, they've been, you know, every time I can't go out or something, they call me the Schofield kid or something like that. Like I'm some kind of pussy. So
yeah,
it's been pretty funny. We've been,
all right.
Yeah, we got some good listenership.
That's good. That's excellent.
Yeah.
So on to The Running Man. So we'll get into this bit of it later. It's kind of a weird one to, I don't want to say weird one to do, but it wasn't on any of our radars. And then I saw an advertisement that there's a reboot coming out.
Right.
So, we can talk about that, but that's kind of the reasoning why we've done it. This is also our first Schwarzenegger film, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
I think you're right. I there's a million too.
There are.
You know?
Yeah.
That we could dig into, but that's funny that we chose this.
No,
100%. It wasn't because of that, but as you said, we had a logical reasoning for it.
Yeah, no, 100%. So, November 13th, 1987, the director, Paul Michael Glazer, that's right. Do you know who that is, cuz?
Why don't you remind me?
Starsky?
Oh, yeah, that's right, Starsky.
Yeah, Starsky and Hutch.
The dark-haired guy, obviously.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, he actually directed a couple things, now that I recall.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about this is he was like I think he came in like mid-production.
Yep.
I think I read something along that, which is kind of weird to have a director change out mid-production. But yeah, so You have Stephen E. D'Souza is the writer, but it's based on a Richard Bachman book. Richard Bachman, also known as
Stephen King.
Stephen King. Very, very good. The budget, $27 million. That's a pretty hefty price tag, I think, back in 1987, even though it
Yeah.
was not great. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. It seems like a lot back in 1987, but it only got 38 million at the box office. This, a
Yeah.
lot like the Schwarzenegger movies, didn't do well at the box office, but became a cult classic. Would
Yeah.
you agree with that?
I would definitely agree. This movie was like stuff of legends when we were in middle elementary school,
Yeah.
and just beyond. I remember people telling stories about Chico and his head blowing up, and
Chico.
Chico, no, and the other, like, it's funny, like I watched this movie and I go, oh, I thought something else happened, because the stories that I was told when I was in like elementary and middle school were like embellished so much. Kind of like The Shining or something like that, like the movie like almost didn't live up to expectations, but thankfully for me it did. But
No, definitely.
yeah.
When did you first watch this movie? You mentioned elementary school.
Right, I watched it probably in middle school. At one point, this might have been a dad kind of pulling the trigger, or as I've mentioned a million times on this podcast, at one point my dad lifted all the restrictions at Blockbuster for me, so I could just rent whatever I wanted without them having to go do it for me. So I know I definitely took advantage of that multiple times on this and a lot of Arnie's movies, but I definitely saw this, I'm pretty sure, in middle school, and was I was enthralled by the concept, but we can get into that later. How about you?
Yeah, I don't really remember. Once a shocker, I never remember when I watch any of these movies for the first
Shocker.
time. I was somewhat young. I would probably say middle school is when I saw this movie. Yeah, it was nothing really stood out. Other than I think was it I think I saw this before I saw the Terminator movies, and the I'll Be Back was probably I saw it first here instead of Terminator. So yeah, that's probably like my
I think you're absolutely right, 'cause Terminator came out in 84, and I could see how I could have missed that, but Terminator 2 came out in 91,
Right.
and that I think I may have even seen Terminator 2 before I saw Terminator 1.
Yeah, I definitely did that. That's how it worked
Yeah.
with me. Yep.
So I think you're right. I think I might have attributed I'll Be Back to this. That's a great call.
Yeah, and it's funny because we were watching Mrs. Gus, or yeah, Mrs. Gus had not seen the movie before, and we were watching it, and he said, "Hey, Gillian, I'll be back." And she goes, "Didn't he say that in Terminator?" I was like, "Yes, that's his thing, that's his
Good for
shtick."
her.
So yeah, I don't even know if she's seen the Terminator, but yeah,
Oh, well, let's give her some credit.
So which stalker? I guess did any of the stalkers scare you as a kid?
Yes. So two different stalkers for two different reasons.
Okay.
Okay. Keeping in mind, let's stipulate the fact that I didn't realize that Dynamo was about to rape Amber in the hallway. Remember when his pants were down?
I didn't even catch that on this rewatch, were they?
His
Oh,
pants were
okay.
down after he got shocked to death, blah blah blah.
Right.
But
Yeah.
let's just figure I didn't catch that part. Buzzsaw scared me the most because of his look.
Right.
And obviously, the concept of being chewed up by a chainsaw is probably one of the worst things on earth.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially up the way he got it, up the kista. But the stalker that scared me the most was the like cool, calm, sadistic fireball.
Yes.
And I don't want to, if I hope this isn't yours, because I don't want to spoil it. But the reason I say that is, he was like almost off the grid when he was explaining to Amber that those runners were dead. And he's like, last season's losers. And it's almost like they were in this, like, I mean, they certainly were, this confined room. He was just so cold-blooded.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I think He looks like the kind of person, like a businessman. He was wearing a suit, for God's sakes. Obviously, if I saw the two in an alley, I would run towards him and away from Buzzsaw. But I mean, just like, but Fireball's demeanor is probably what freaked me out the most. How about you, man?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, as a kid, I think it was Buzzsaw, definitely. Not knowing that Dynamo was gonna rape her. I need to go back and check that one out. But not for the rape, just to be like, oh, I guess he was. But like Dynamo was kind of like, he reminded me of almost like a Christmas toy or
Yeah,
something when I was a
yes.
kid.
Lightbright, yeah.
Yeah, Lightbrite. That's exactly what
I
it
mean, it's a
was.
Christmas toy, yeah.
Lightbrite. And also I think as a kid, and now I found it pretty ridiculous, but Sub-Zero, like
Yeah.
the hockey stuff, like it's like, and it's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
But
This
yeah, he
guy, there's
was
no way he'd be able to make it through like a shift
right.
in the NHL.
But as you say, older, I definitely would think it was Fireball for basically the reasons that you said. And also like, I like Jim Brown. Didn't realize it was Jim Brown until, I don't know. Not the last. I can't even remember. Tell you the last. I was an adult though when I was like, "Oh, that's
Yeah.
Jim Brown,"
Right.
you know. But yeah. So, I definitely say Buzzsaw and Sub-Zero, and now as a kid, and then now it's Dynamo. So,
Yeah, Jim Brown's actually a pretty good actor. I'm not
yeah.
surprised we didn't like kind of like he acts like circles around Jesse Ventura. I mean, Jesse Ventura plays a loose cannon.
He
So
does. Yeah.
I'm not like, but I mean, Jim Brown was in The Dirty Dozen. He's really good in that. He's been in some other movies,
Mars
but
Attacks.
Mars Attacks, and he was in something I saw recently that wasn't this. Whatever. But I didn't recognize that obviously until I was old enough to know who Jim Brown was. Not giving a shit as a kid, but yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah. So you got any hot takes about this movie?
Well. A couple, I was thinking about a couple things. Some things that they didn't like, I mean, let's just be fair. Like, this movie went a little over my head. The social implications went over my head as a kid.
Right, of course.
What things that didn't go over my head was the dichotomy between the people outside that were like off track betting and the people that were
Right.
inside the game. Like, I definitely recognize that there was a disparity between, like maybe I don't want to say the haves and the have-nots. That's such a cliche, but, obviously poorer people and somewhat wealthier people. But I'll tell you, it was funny. Like, throughout all the madness and all the insanity, one of the things that stuck with me as a kid was that poor fucking janitor who, like, got water on Killian's shoes.
Right.
And then he goes, Hey, you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. Everything's awesome. What's your name? Ben? Okay, thanks, Ben. And then he, or whatever. And he goes in the thing, he goes, Martha, if that asshole's working here tomorrow, you won't be. It's just like the concept of this guy getting fired. It was just like, it was so real. I don't know why, but that used to emotionally bother me almost more than the stalking because. And this movie is not, it's only 101 minutes. It's not, I
Right.
mean, it's a quick movie, a little over an hour and a half. Some things I kind of picked up on this time around, or not this time around, but, as I got older, like there was a big quake in 97. That seems to be a concept that was repeated in Demolition Man, an
Correct.
earthquake that kind of, I don't want to say solidifies or unifies society, but allows the government, to increase its power. I mean, in California, those fires that occurred, I feel like the government's done nothing to help them. It's almost like they're just consolidating their power around it. And so these are things that like you just can't really trust. And I don't know. It was just it, there was a lot of the airport scene, the manipulation of the media. These are not these are obviously things that we see in this day and age, but I thought it was something. I thought that was really cool how like Amber, that's Maria Conchita Alonso's character, how she recognized it like right away, and it made her instantly skeptical, and it kind of brought a little bit of hope. But those are just some. I don't know if they're hot takes, but those were my lasting impressions of this movie for sure.
Yeah, no. It's kind of crazy too to think about it. This film takes place between the years 2017 and 2019.
Right.
It's unbelievable. And you mentioned it already. It seems a lot like Demolition Man. A lot like Demolition Man. And a lot like all the other Schwarzenegger movies too. But I mean, I don't I have a hot take, but I think I'm gonna wait for the end
Oh, hell yeah.
to talk about it, because it's probably there. It's probably best suited that I talk about at the end. It's funny because if you look at this movie, it's a lot like reality TV, right? It's kind of like, and at the time, what, maybe Donahue was the biggest thing running. I don't know what, like, but you have kind of like that host that's over the top, and the show is kind of over the top. And I mean, obviously this is way over the top, right? Like, this is how the Justice Department deals with criminals,
It's incredible.
And yeah, they if they win, then they're free, but they're really not free,
Right.
shocker. So, but yeah, it's kind of, I don't want to say it foreshadows reality TV, but it kind of does, right? Because there
Yeah.
was really nothing like this on TV like that in 1987, right?
I don't think so. You mentioned Donahue, Geraldo, Sally Jesse Raphael. Those are, I mean, Geraldo was probably the most sensational of them
Right.
all. You know,
Yeah.
he would have like the neo-Nazis and whatnot on it. But I mean, Jerry Springer was a pre, or that was a precursor to Jerry Springer. But I
Right.
mean, the audience, the rabid audience, that wanted the
Yeah.
blood, that wanted the bloodlust. I think you're damn right about reality. That's a great point, because I can't think of anything that of reality TV. But sometimes you tune in to see people success, succeed, but 99% of the people out, not 99%, but a large majority of the people out there watch reality TV, pay close attention to celebrities, and watch the news just to see the downfall of people.
Right.
And
Yeah. And I
that's
mean,
literally what this movie's about.
even take the line from the old lady, right? Like, who do you think's gonna get the next kill? And she's like, Ben Richards,
Right.
right? Arnold. And Richard Dawson's like, what do you t like? No,
No,
it can't be him.
Agnes.
Yeah.
Now I can choose anybody who. I choose Ben Richards. He's one bad motherfucker. I loved that part as a kid, like the idea of an old lady cussing.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I thought maybe Mrs. Guest would get a chuckle out of that, but she didn't. I was like, didn't you think that was funny? She's like, meh, all right.
I
I'm
know. I
like,
think I was looking at Miss Cuz when I she was
okay.
like on her phone, doom
Yeah.
scrolling.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just learned that within the last couple of weeks, doom scrolling. I don't know. I don't even know
Yeah.
what it means. Just fun to say now.
Yeah. Well, so you kind of alluded to this, Dynamo, worst or best villain?
Well, he went out like such a bitch early on,
Yeah.
because he was driving that car and he ran over or whatever and flipped, right?
Yep.
And then what's his name didn't kill him, and he didn't learn anything from that, by the way.
No. No.
He still went after helpless Amber, who, set up the and then of course he was also susceptible to the sprinklers. I
Yeah,
thought that was
apparently.
cool. Yeah, so
Yeah.
I don't know. He was very sadistic, but I really didn't get to see much. Oh, did he killed Weiss? No, not yeah,
No.
Weiss
Yes, he killed Weiss, correct.
with his
Yeah.
electric powers. Those are
Yes.
pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. He
But
killed Weiss.
I don't think Dynamo's. I don't think he. I think he's fairly inconsequential.
Yeah, I think he is too.
I know you
I
liked him, but
didn't like him.
you hated him.
I hate
Didn't you
him.
say he was your scariest?
No.
I think you
No.
said Dynamo. You may have meant Fireball.
Maybe I meant
Well,
Fireball.
whatever. Did you mean Fireball though?
No. It was Sub-Zero and
Buzzsaw.
Buzzsaw, and then Fireball nowadays.
Ah, okay. I think
Yeah,
I might have
I
misheard
said
you.
that he looked like the Christmas toy thing.
The light bright.
Yeah, like Brian.
It is pretty good. Yeah, well, I think yeah, Christmas tree, isn't that
Yeah.
what's his name calls him?
Schwarzenegger,
Christmas
maybe.
tree.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't do a very good Arnold.
Do you want to talk about the cast at all?
I do. I've got a couple things to say. Okay, so we all know Arnold Schwarzenegger plays Ben Richards. He was the Butcher of Bakersfield. He was they manipulated a video to make it look like he killed a bunch of people during a food riot. Richard Dawson, the host of at the time the host of the Family Feud, who used to make out
Correct.
with chicks, he
Yeah.
basically played a sadistic version of himself. I loved that. I thought that was
Yeah.
so awesome. And the fact that I was very familiar with the Family Feud when I saw this made it so meta and real to me before I even knew what that word meant. Maria Conchita Alonso, she wrote jingles for the network, by the way, One Network.
Correct.
And played Amber. She was awesome. Jesse Ventura, former, I'm sure he was in the military, right?
He was a Navy SEAL.
Navy SEAL. And then
Yeah.
he was also a wrestler. And then he became the governor of Minnesota.
Minnesota.
And he's kind of lost his mind. Jim Brown, former NFL player and actor. I there's one name on the list I wanted to, I cannot go without mentioning. Yaphet Kotto. Do you know that name?
Yaphet
Yaphet
Kotto.
Kotto was he played one of Ben Richards' friends. It was Weiss and the other guy. He was the black dude, let's just say.
Oh
He
yeah.
was in he played Dr. Kananga in Live and Let Die. It's a James Bond movie. And former bourbon boy Larry Borkestorff and I are huge fans of that movie and very, very, very appreciative of this fella. He was also in the original Alien movie.
Okay.
He was one of the crew members. Anyways, but he's a, oh, wait, he was also on Homicide, Life on the Street. He's a great actor. He's very, like almost like classically trained, seemingly. So it was kind of funny seeing him in this movie where he's, I guess, playing. I think he was more of a political prisoner. So, no one really, I can't really tell what his background is, but he was awesome. Huge fan. Of course, he got it by Buzzsaw.
Yeah, Buzzsaw got him. He
Yeah.
caught him. He didn't die right away.
No, he was holding on to it, holding his
Yeah.
guts in, basically.
Yeah,
That was pretty
essentially.
gnarly.
Yep.
The Sub-Zero, the Stalkers, I don't really know the, I only know, well, I know, actually, it turns out I know three out of the five. Sub-Zero, I'm pretty sure he was the dude who played who was also in a James Bond movie. I think he played Odd Job in Goldfinger.
Right.
And then Buzzsaw, I don't know who he is, just some scary ass looking white guy. Dynamo was that big old opera singer dude. Fireball Jim Brown, Captain Freedom, playing by Jesse Ventura, who he had a kind of a funny role. He was like retired as well, right?
Yeah.
And then I don't know, that was kind of funny. And then they manipulated the screens. I think the only thing that our media now is missing is the ability to actually, I guess they're about to do it with AI. They can just make up reality, like because that's what this movie does. They made it look like Ben killed a bunch of people in the helicopter. They made it look like he gets killed by Captain Freedom when that wasn't real. They just masked
Right.
on. So it's like, I mean, I'm not like trying to be one of these conspiracy theorists, but I mean the media clearly manipulates us. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
Whether it's something you want to see or something you don't want to see.
No, definitely.
Anyways.
Oh, go ahead.
No, that's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so Sub-Zero, also known as Professor Toru Tanaka, was a professional wrestler, also served in the US Army for 11 years
Hell yeah.
from 55 to 66. He's been, like you said, he was in a lot of movies. Was not in
No, that
Austin
wasn't him.
Powers. No.
No, I didn't mean Austin Powers. I meant
Okay.
James Bond. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, because the guy in Austin Powers, he ended up actually murdering someone in real life.
Oh God, no, no.
Yeah,
You mean
yeah.
what was his name? In Austin Powers,
Don't remember.
multitask or
Yeah,
something?
something like that. Yeah, a random task.
Random. I
Random
say
task.
multitask.
Multitask. It fits. That fits too.
Sure.
Another person I don't think you mentioned was Sven Ole Thorsen.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Him and I think him and Arnie are good buds. So. He
Got to score some steroids.
was in Mallrats, I believe, amongst other things. Did you mention Mick Fleetwood
Damn it.
from
Forgotten. That
Fleetwood
was a
Mac?
yeah, he played an older version of himself.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, 100%. And then you mentioned Richard Dawson. Just a couple things on Richard Dawson. Apparently, how he treated the staff on set wasn't too, or in the movie, isn't too far off of how he treated the Family Feud staff. So,
Oh, poorly.
yes.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah. I mean, I like Richard Dawson. I mean, whenever I think of Family Feud, that's who I think of. It's not Steve Harvey. It's not
Yeah, what was the guy before Steve Harvey? Well,
there was two guys. It was that I can remember, that Ray Combs. He's the one who committed suicide. And then there was someone between Ray Combs and Steve Harvey. I don't
I
remember
think
who that
the
was.
one I when I was a little bit older was the one who keeled himself.
That's Ray Combs, yeah. Blonde guy.
Like you said, yeah.
So I don't think you mentioned this totally, but Jesse Ventura and Arnold Schwarzenegger were both governors. I know you mentioned Jesse Ventura was a
That's
governor, but
right.
so was Arnie.
The governor.
So was Arnie. Fun fact, Maria Conchita Alonso was in Predator 2. So was not in the original Predator.
No, but Arnie was. Yeah, that's right. That's a great call.
Yeah, and apathetic guy says I have a type. And she's right along the lines of that
She
type,
fits the
and
bill, would you say?
yeah, she does. And Mrs. Guest pointed that out as well. Mrs. Guest also fits the type. So there you
Well,
have it.
let me tell you, Maria Conchita Alonso in that bodysuit they make her wear, that was some badonk. That was lovely. Huge fan.
Yeah, she's Cuban, raised in Venezuela. So there you have it.
Really? Uh-oh. Hope she doesn't try and come over here on a boat. Oh, you know, there was a that guy, and I don't want to waste our time thinking about him. His name's Kurt Fuller. He was
Oh yeah.
he's been in a million things.
A million things.
But he plays, you know, he just plays one of Dawson's lackeys, you know, and he was in Supernatural. He played Zachariah. I can't remember exactly. And then he was also he was the assistant to Rob Lowe in
Yes.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, yes.
And then he was in Ghostbusters 2 as
That's correct.
the mayor's assistant. So
Mayor's assistant, yeah. That is
he's been
100%.
around. But he's a that guy. I mean,
Yeah.
everybody knows his face.
Yeah. Like, he's probably been credited with like over 5,000 films or something. He's
I
in
wish.
everything. He is in everything. And we did, I don't think we got into Jim Brown, but, or we did earlier, but Jim Brown took me a hot minute to realize that he was in it. But speaking of Jim Brown and speaking of Fireball, if you're looking to throw some stuff on some, I don't know, meat that may be kind of like a fireball, what do you think we can use there, cuz?
You know, it's funny. I was watching this movie and I was like, you know, like all those like steel drums that are just got flames coming out of them. Obviously, that's a little more rudimentary version of grilling.
That's correct.
But, you know, you put some meat on top of that, I guarantee you're going to get a good flavor if you put some Pandemic Sauce Company on it. Pandemic Sauce on it, because this
There you
portion
go.
of Automatic Rewind is brought to you by Pandemic Sauce Company. Amidst a worldwide pandemic and lockdown with nothing but time on his hands, a friend of the podcast started experimenting in his kitchen to occupy his time. He soon discovered a knack of combining a variety of peppers and fruit juices to create some unique barbecue sauces. After sharing these sauces with family and friends, he has now decided to share them with the rest of the world in the goal to become your new favorite sauce. That's Pandemic Sauce from Pandemic Sauce Company. Make sure and send our good friend Ron an email at pandemicsaucecompany@gmail.com. Put Automatic Rewind in the subject line. Tell him you heard it here first.
So, pandemic sauce, that wasn't really like, it's not really a chaotic production for Ron to make that stuff.
I
But
hope not.
apparently the running man was.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, I said earlier that, you know, the Paul Michael Glazer from Starsky and Hutch, he was the director, and he kind of came in. He came in the first week because the original director, Andrew Davis, was fired after 1 week. Arnold Schwarzenegger said publicly that he was removed because the producers wanted a more MTV style action movie. So there was that. Schwarzenegger said this was not the film that he signed up to do. He said that Running Man was too bright, cheap, and rushed looking. He just didn't like the producer. He blamed the producer for interfering a lot. The film schedule was rushed and disorganized. Sets were reused and redressed overnight. You can definitely tell that. Some of the location availability forced them to rewrite the script on the fly. Some of the scenes were improvised or rewritten the morning that they were shot. Like, it was just kind of all over the place. You had cast members, Jesse Ventura, Richard Dawson, Jim Brown. They were hired very, very late in the process. And it's crazy because Richard Dawson basically stole the show, in this movie. And he didn't get the script until he arrived. So he couldn't even like look over it. The budget, it was not very good. Like I said, everything kind of looked cheap, but yeah, it was not the best put together film, or best shot film or any of that. And you can kind of, from Schwarzenegger's comments plus the firing of the director, you can kind of see that. So yeah, I don't know, but just it, and it's you'll see this theme too, and I don't, this isn't part of it, the chaotic production, but it, when you're doing research on this movie, you see a lot of like American Gladiator style and American, and it does. It's very American Gladiator-ish.
Absolutely.
So.
That's funny, watching it now with the same frame of reference. Now, I don't know when American Gladiators came out, but it couldn't have been many years after this, right? I mean,
I wouldn't think it was many years after this. Did you see there's a documentary on that?
yeah, I haven't seen it, but I heard about it.
Watch it.
Is it good?
It's really good.
All right, all
It's
right.
fucked up. Watch it. It's
Oh
great.
no, fucked up. Is it gonna affect the way I grew up, or?
No, absolutely not. You're like, yeah, that makes total sense.
All right, good, good, good. I mean, I haven't watched it in years. We forgot to bring up that Jesse Ventura and Arnold Schwarzenegger are both in Predator. I
And
mean,
Predator.
we've kind of danced around it a little bit with Maria and the governorship and all that, but I mean, that's
Right.
funny. So that, yeah, I forgot about that. That is that. No, it's funny though with like the stalking and what do they call them in? They don't call them stalkers, and they call them gladiators, of course.
Gladiators, yeah.
It has a very similar feel, minus the killing.
Right.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that show a lot now, depending on how this documentary maybe changes my mind. I know I kind of alluded to this earlier, but you'd noted that it's got surprisingly accurate media satire and also manipulation, I think.
Oh, yeah.
This movie, I guess, like the media has been manipulating its viewership since, or its readership really, since the invention, right? So
Right.
this isn't like a new concept. It just seemed so blatant and absurd that it could never happen. And I mean, I totally feel like we're like living in that society now, minus the dystopian, nature of their world. Yeah, I mean, there were certain things that, like, we definitely, need to touch on at some point about, like, the fact that Richard Dawson, he says he wants to talk to the Department of Justice Entertainment Division, and he
Right.
goes, "Oh, wait, just get me the president's agent."
Right.
Like, even the president has an agent at this point,
Yeah.
which doesn't seem far-fetched at all.
No. I mean, I think presidents have probably had agents for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a publicist, an AKA press secretary. So,
Right. Yeah. 100%.
yeah.
Yeah. Yep. But you get anything on the soundtrack? I know
Well,
it's kind of your thing, right? Like this type of music.
it really is. It's funny. It's like there's a band out there called The Midnight, and they are purcefully like bringing back, like, 80s synth music. And they just released a new album this year, actually, that I really want to check out. I mean, I just downloaded it today, so I'm gonna check it out. But this movie's got a lot of synth in it. It's almost like they thought this is like the kind of the music of the future, but it ended up being the music of the time, in my
Right.
mind.
Yes.
The 80s, a lot of Miami Vice was influenced by this, and Michael Mann really took advantage of that. In multiple, not just in Miami Vice, but in Manhunter. But I listen to it occasionally. It's very good kind of driving music. But this, I just downloaded this soundtrack too, so I'm gonna check it out. But I'm a huge fan of this style. It you can't really do much with it. It's kind of just sitting around drinking a beer or driving or something. Not at the same time.
No.
But anyways, no, I like it. But as I think that was a, you know, that my point stands. Like they thought this was going to be music of the future. It's not, but it is indicative of that timeline.
Yeah, no, 100%. I'm actually not a huge fan of that kind of music. I don't know. I've always found it cheesy, even when I was younger, and that was, the music of the time back in the 80s. I just really wasn't into it. I don't know why. I'm
That's
just
okay.
not my think think not my thing. Man, too much vodka tea. Jesus.
Yeah, it's working out.
Jesus, Jesus. We could get into the moral story, but I don't know. We've kind of hit it pretty hard, wouldn't you think?
Oh yeah, the government is like affiliate. Well, I mean, especially golly, I don't. I hope it kind of lightens up at some point now that it's been like incredibly exposed. But you know, government control manipulating the media.
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever going to stop. But
No.
we're all aware of it now, at least, you know, more so. Like Google, you know, like you can kind of tell when Google or Facebook buries a story, you know, and you didn't know it was really happening until COVID, I would say, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, here
Yep.
we are. Anyways. But yeah, I think that's what it is. That I mean, it's just like the government's got its hands in everything, including our own entertainment, and that sucks.
Yeah, it does. Why can't we just be all entertained? Are you not entertained? So, question here, just kind of getting into today, and I wouldn't call this a recast, but who would play Richard Dawson today?
I mean, it would. It's funny. I'm trying to think of game show hosts because, like, the two I can think of are dipshits, and then I've got Steve Harvey, who is not a dipshit.
Right.
I don't know much about Steve Harvey, but he seems like a badass. I mean, you know, like he's big, and you know, I'm probably tough.
Yeah.
I know a little bit of his background. It's
He was a king of comedy, a big comedian.
he's got a cool story though, like before he hit it though.
Oh,
That,
yeah.
yeah. And I mean, he seems like a pretty genuine individual. He might be terrible, I don't know, but he's kind of like a larger than life game show host,
Yeah.
say.
Yeah, I would say that.
If we're going game show host, sorry.
I'm not saying that he couldn't do it. I can't see him doing it
Yeah.
from a, hey, let's get, let's kill people. It's,
Right. Like his own,
like,
like his legitimate reputation could be
right.
affected by
Yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. But you never know. Money, if the right amount of money, anybody can do anything, right?
Yeah.
For me, it's going back to someone who's still relevant, just not in the game show space. But I think Joe Rogan,
Oh, golly,
he used
man.
to do Fear Factor,
Yeah,
right?
he did. That's right.
Yeah, which is, by the way, coming back. I don't know
Is
why,
it?
but
Oh, God, Johnny Knoxville is doing it. Yeah. No, thanks.
actually, Johnny Knoxville could probably pull off this role
Johnny Knoxville could, but he'd have
just
to
in
play it a
it.
little straighter though.
Yeah, and yeah.
Because that's the problem with like the way they redo movies these days is they make like, especially like, for example, the way they did redid like the Dukes of Hazzard and Starsky and Hutch, as you mentioned, they made them stupid and goofy,
Right.
you know, as opposed to like fun but serious, you know.
Yeah.
And I think they redo Chips.
They did. I
Yeah,
never
probably in
saw
a
it.
similar way.
I
Like
had
I
to
just,
think about it
yeah,
for a second.
I didn't watch it. I couldn't get through Starsky and Hutch because I liked those shows the way they were. Like
Right.
what they did with A-Team, I thought they tried to be, you know, authentic. But they still like didn't hit the mark, you know. That like they, there's just something like something. And my point is that if Johnny Knoxville gets involved, you can guarantee it's just gonna be a parody.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and
Yeah.
that sucks because he's funny. I just don't think he's right for that role.
Right. Yeah.
But no, but Joe Rogan, my goodness gracious, like that guy's serious and fun.
Yeah.
So,
And he kind of he I mean he announces a blood sport.
yeah,
So,
exactly. In a very excited way.
Yes, yeah, very much so. Very much so.
Yeah.
So do you think like it's still like, I don't think this movie still clicks today, do you?
Yeah, I'm not trying. I don't want to spoil. I don't want to spoil the way I feel about it.
Right, because we do have to rate it later.
Right, we have to rate it later. I enjoyed it. I had a good time watching it. But it's not. It's. Can I just say, like, we did talk about. We did talk about. We did allude to the fact that it's getting a quote unquote remake.
Right.
That's being released pretty soon. Actually, maybe by
Correct.
the time you hear this, I can't
Hear
remember
this? Yeah, it
exactly.
might. Yeah, it might be out already. Yeah. Now go ahead, talk about that. Let's talk about
Well,
it.
excuse me, sorry. The so there, as you mentioned before, there is a book written by Stephen King, aka Richard Bachman, and that book is way more serious than this. And I wonder if like that is the story that Arnold was given. Something a little bit more serious, you know,
Probably, yeah.
because you said he was kind of disillusioned by the script that, or by the result. That movie is a little bit more, from what I understand, the story goes, you know, you may not be a criminal per se, but you can join, you can sign on to do the running man and you can escape, and you're not escaping just stalkers. You are literally, it's you against the world. Anywhere you go, everyone has the opportunity and the authority to kill you. And so, but as long as you make it, the longer you make it, the more money you can make. And if you survive for a set number of days, you get a tremendous amount of money. And his family's in dire straits. And so in this, so the movie coming out in the next couple of, you know, whatever, it's starring Glenn Powell, who, you know, if we have any women listening to our podcast, they have heard of him and they love him. And they probably just went, ooh, you know, when I said that. And so, you know, he's kind of a, he can be serious, but he can also be goofy. I think he's a pretty good actor. He was in the Top Gun Maverick movie. He played the Iceman character. He's also in a TV show that's on Hulu right now, about a, I can't remember the name of it. I've watched a couple episodes. It's
Chad
pretty
Powers.
Chad Powers. I like it. It's
Yeah.
pretty funny. And we haven't finished it because our timing hasn't been great for my wife and I to watch TV at the same time, but we really like it. I know why she likes it. But it's actually pretty entertaining. And so, you know, he plays the lead role, I guess Ben Richards, in the new movie coming out. So I'm looking forward to seeing it, you know, but I guess that's a long way of saying the movie needs a refresher, and probably the refresher means going back to the original, you know, the original story.
Yeah, probably. So I just looked at this for the new cast because we were just like, oh, who's gonna play Richard Dawson? Well, we have two people. It's actually split. So you have Josh Brolin plays Dan Killian,
Oh, okay.
who's the producer, and then you have what's the name? Coleman Domingo is essentially the new Richard Dawson, because
He's
he's
the
the
host.
host.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So they split it in two.
Yeah, maybe Brolin, maybe the producer is a little bit more the sadistic one.
Could be.
And the other guy's just kind of like a goofus, you know, like,
Yeah.
because we saw a lot of behind the scenes in this movie with Richard Dawson making the calls and the, you know, and so forth and so
Yeah,
on.
I mean he did everything, right? And
Yeah.
he was like the Merv Griffin
Right.
of it, you know.
Moive.
Maven. Oh man. So influences on this, I mean, we already said American Gladiator.
Yeah.
ChatGPT said Hunger Games. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I see it, you know, killing
Hunting.
on TV. Did you see Hunger Games?
I saw the first one.
Yeah, that's all you needed to see.
Yeah, I was.
Now the others were just trash.
I don't think we're gonna review
Nah,
those here.
you don't have to worry about that. Do
No, not at all.
you ever watch the Black Mirror? I see that's on your list. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but did you ever watch that?
No, what is it? I
It's
just
a British
came up.
television show. It's on Netflix. It's psychotically dark. It's kind of like if you would take Twilight Zone, but make it R-rated,
Okay.
and make it like, and some of the episodes can really screw with your head. I watched a couple, and they really screwed with my head, so I decided to not watch that anymore.
Okay.
But I think the best way to look at it is like, is kind of like the Twilight Zone, but just hyper realistic in the sense that, like, I don't know how much, supernatural stuff happens in Black Mirror. It's more just like the future is fucking dark, you
Well, it
know, and it
has.
gets horrible. So I could see how this is kind of could potentially have influenced it.
Well, it has Kristen Milioti in it, and I liked her
Matthew
in The
Patterson, yeah.
Penguin. I don't
Yeah,
know if you ever saw The
that's right.
Penguin. Big
I
fan of
did.
The
I
Penguin.
did. Yeah. The TV show. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It was entertaining as hell.
It was very good. I guess too. What was the? There was the. This popped into my head too. That it may have inspired. What's the movie where? I think it's called The Hunted or The Hunter, where it's like it's Ice-T
Oh,
is a
yeah.
bum,
Surviving the Game.
surviving the game. Rutger Hauer.
Rutger Hauer, Charles S. Dutton's in it.
Which, by the way, I could see both of those guys in this film.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, we I didn't mention this during like the recast or whatever, but Christopher Reeve wanted in on this movie.
Yeah.
And someone else did too, another big name, but it doesn't matter. But it's like, wow, other people actually wanted to be in this movie.
I like Christopher Reeve. It sucked.
Yeah,
What happened to him?
Superman.
Yeah, I just saw this cool interview where he was like, I saw it just the other day, like where he was basically calling out Marlon Brando for mailing it in for Superman.
Yeah.
And he was just like, he's like, it's a shame because this guy could be like teaching us so much, us younger actors. And he's
Right.
decided just kind of to give up. And I was just like, man, that is such a, bold thing to
Yeah.
say about a legend. But Marlon Brando has a reputation that preceded him. So,
Oh, big time.
yeah.
Big time, big time.
Yeah, I don't know what Christopher Reeve would have done in this role, though. I don't
Yeah, I
know.
don't know.
It's too
I don't know what
goofy.
he would have
It
done
needed
either.
kind of like this caricature of someone like Charles or like Arnold to portray this role, I think.
Yeah. I would say that too.
Yeah.
Most definitely. So we've kind of gone over some of this other stuff too. It's a cult classic. Didn't do well at the box office. What was your favorite moment, favorite scene, favorite line? Just give me something that you really liked in the movie.
Yeah. God. I mean, there's a lot and there's not a lot. You know, one part that always sticks out on me, or oh God, sticks out to me, is the part where he kind of quote unquote kidnaps Amber in the very beginning, and they're in the airport, and I don't know. It's just, like his badassery, like the fact that she is like, a third of his size, and he's like grabbing, he's got his entire hand around her arm. I'm not saying that that's impressive. I'm saying that's just, it's just that's what I mean about him being a caricature of a human being. He is so huge. But, she says, I get car sick, air sick. I'm going to throw up all over you. And he goes, go ahead. That won't show up on this shirt.
That was hilarious.
I love that line. It's something that always sticks out with me, and I'm sure I've quoted a million times. And, and then, but how that moment is kind of like Amber's awakening into reality, like, where she, where it, they, then the news says that he killed a couple of guards and maybe in some tourists or something like that. And then she goes, but that's not true, or that didn't happen or something like that. There's just something pretty awesome about that moment. But, I mean, obviously the fighting and the killing is great. But that's, I'd say that's probably that combined with Amber's realization is what sticks out most in my brain. What about you?
For me, I think like my favorite line is it's not a throwaway line, but Richard Dawson mentions that Fireballs, here comes the leading rusher, right? And it's Jim
Oh,
Brown. Like they don't allude to him being in football player ever or whatever, but it's just like, okay, at the time he was the all-time leading rusher
yeah,
for the
that's good.
NFL. So I appreciate that line because I'm a big football fan too. This was, I think there's tons of lines, right? Like this was quintessential Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? With his like cheesy lines, all that stuff. I think the only movie that has more cheesy lines than it might be Last Action Hero, which is that's all done on purpose,
On
obviously.
purpose, yeah.
You know, so I think I would say those lines are my favorite part of the movie, because it's just like, yep, this is Arnold. It's
Yeah.
100%
I
Palmer.
like when he says he goes, "Killian, I'll be back." And then in like kind of Killian does that double take. There was something so real about that. You know, it's almost like they left in an outtake or something. I thought it was perfect. He says, "Only in a rerun."
Only in a rerun.
Oh my God, I love that line.
Only in a rerun.
Oh my God. You know what else always sticks out to me? Just speaking of something that kind of like I misremembered years and years later. The part where they have his court-appointed agent.
Yes, and he stabs
And
him
the
in the
guy's
back.
just reading it, and he literally stabs him in the back, which is incredible.
And
And he goes,
that, oh, go ahead.
no, he just goes, "Here, use my pen, Vic, or use my back, victim." It's like you deserve this.
Exactly. And that guy, by the way, is very much like what's his name? He's like in everything.
Yeah,
He
he's a
plays a
Kurt
bit,
Fuller. Yeah.
Kurt Fuller. He just bit role in everything.
Wonder what.
I'm also going to give Mrs. Gus, because Mrs. Gus really appreciated some lines in this movie, and they were
Yeah.
coming from Maria Conchita Alonso.
Of course.
So she speaks a lot of Spanish in this. It's just under her breath and to herself.
Right.
And like, so I don't, I'm not a native speaker. I've lost my tongue, definitely my ear for Spanish. I can pick up things here and there, not like I used to be able to. But so like all of a sudden Mrs. Gus is just laughing. And I'm like, what's
Oh
so
no.
funny? And
What'd
she's like,
she
didn't you
say?
just hear what she said? I was like, well, she said something in Spanish. And so it's just like all those little, and it was like little quip, like she was like, how's this shit always happen to me? And
Oh, no
this and
kidding.
that. So
Damn.
Or like, oh, what the fuck's this guy doing now? Or whatever, like,
And
so.
she's that's great. I'm so glad she got, a little extra enjoyment out of it. That's awesome.
Be bilingual, kids. You'll enjoy movies better. But.
Mrs. Cuz was like, "Y'all should, watch the new version and come out." And I go, "Honey, this was your idea to do these kind of movies. Just, one step at a time. One step at a, like we're doing a movie that came out." But I mean, that is a good point. At some point we could compare these. Not necessarily these two, because I think I'm probably done watching this for a couple, weeks, months, years.
I get where she's coming from there.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like a great idea, but I also know that I'm an old curmudgeon and I already know which movie I'd like better.
Right.
Like whenever I see a new movie, like a reboot of something, it's just immediate. And Mrs.
Yeah.
Gus and I talk about this all the time. It's like, oh, another reboot. Oh, they're
Oh God,
redoing
yeah.
this again. So I'm already kind of going
The
in
only thing,
tainted.
the only saving grace though is that these are two different movies from my understanding. Like the new one coming out is supposed to be more faithful to the book. So you
Correct.
might, I mean, it's one of those things that like had this not already been a pro, an existing like situation with this name, they could probably, be two different movies, and I and that'd be nice, but
But you say that, but wasn't the new Point Break and the new Red Dawn, weren't they supposed to be different movies?
now I don't know about that. Let me tell you something. I have a bone to pick with those two. I can go on and on and on. I love the
Exactly.
original,
This is
but
why it would be a
yeah, I get
problem.
it. I get it. Well, I will say it. If it's a good movie, it's a good movie, and I'll accept that. But the new Point Break was just a bad movie. The new Red Dawn, I don't even know if it was a bad movie or not, but they like did it beat for beat, and they made too many stupid changes that angered me. So, you know what? You're right. Fuck it. I'm not gonna see it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Well, I'll go over some ratings before we get into our ratings,
No,
because
yeah. Let's hear it.
and I'm actually surprised at some of these ratings. So, IMDb, it's a 6.6. Was like, wow. I mean,
You think that's
Unforgiven,
high, I take it?
I think it's kind of high. Unforgiven was 8.2.
IMDb is a real fickle, weird thing because you get it's a lot of fans, but sometimes they're exceedingly critical and sometimes they're overly generous. So I think like the median there is 7. I think Unforgiven needs to be in the nines or the high
Nines.
eights,
I believe that.
at the
I mean,
very
for
least.
Rotten Tomatoes, it was in 90s in the both on the
Yeah.
other, and the tomato meter and popcorn, or
But the
tomato
problem with
meter
the
and popcorn
problem with
meter.
IMDb is you're freaking like you get people who are just like, Unforgiven was boring, something like that, There's no reason that movie shouldn't be in the upper eights, nines.
This is true. Very true. For the tomato meter on Rotten Tomato. Now, these are actual critics that
Right.
rate it. It got a 59%, and that was after 124 reviews.
Sure.
That's more along the lines.
Yeah.
The popcorn meter, which is just Joe Blow's, big old normal swinging dicks, over 50,000 ratings, they rated it at a 61%.
See, those seem right, you know, right?
No, I don't think they're right.
You think
But
they're too high?
what's our rating? What, give our scale here,
Why don't I
buddy.
go from our rating scale then?
Yeah, let's do that.
From worst to first, we have one star. And the equivalent to one star is we returned this movie, but not rewound. That's how much we hated it. A 2-star rating would be return the movie, but we rewound it. 3-star rating is we returned the movie late and incurred some late fees. A 4-star rating is we never returned it, we just kept it. And the 5-star rating, that's top of the bill here. Not only did we keep it, we bootlegged it for distribution, and the FBI is knocking on our door. So, why don't we go to you then? I want to know
All
right
right.
now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the we returned it. Is there a stipulation? Do all
Yes,
of them
you
have
either
this?
rewound it or you didn't rewind it. If
I
you
didn't
didn't
re
re
wait. No, I rewound it. Yeah. I
Okay,
re
so 2 stars.
two
Okay.
stars. Yeah, I
Yeah, we got
rewound
to
it.
work on
Yeah.
this. I agree.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Unfortunately, because there are certain podcasts out there that stipulate between nostalgic rating and modern day rating, we are not that kind of podcast just yet. Anyways, I'm have a hard time of like mixing the nostalgic feels that I had watching this movie and the chuckles I got and so forth and so on. So I'm gonna return this movie and incur some late fees. I'm
Okay, three
returning it late.
stars.
I'm gonna give it 3 stars because
All right.
I have the nostalgic feels for this movie when I put it on. I sometimes won't change it. Like I went through this movie twice without even thinking about it and in preparation. And then of course, I mean, I always do that, but this time it was like just and it just flew by, you know?
Yeah.
And there's certain parts about it. I didn't get to mention Amber's friend, the one who was like looking at Ben Richards so lustfully in the hallway. Do you remember that?
Yeah, smoking a cig.
Smoking a grit with a filter, wait, with those plastic filters. And she was like, he could have killed you and then, or he could have raped you and then
Raped you.
killed you.
Well, she
Killed
said
you.
he could have killed you, or he could have raped
Killed
you
you.
and killed you, or killed you, then
Then
raped you.
raped you.
Yeah.
And then she said, and that was another part of her awakening. She says, a guy like that, what's stopping him? And she's like, yeah. Like, in other words, he let her go. I mean, he didn't
Right.
kill her. He could have killed her like that, and he
Right.
didn't do
Yeah.
it.
Right.
And so it's like, that wasn't that added to her like awakening. I hate to keep using that word, but anyways. So yeah, I mean, I'm gonna incur some late fees when I return this.
Yeah,
Mostly nostalgic.
I hear you on the nostalgic part. I feel like though, like this is like Schwarzenegger had a lot of the same movies,
Yeah.
and I think from this genre, I don't know if we're gonna cover it or not, but Total Recall,
Sure. God, I love that
like
movie.
that is for me, that's like yep,
Yeah.
for this genre, this time in Schwarzenegger's career.
That's a great point.
Love Total Recall.
Me too.
I say that. Now I may not have like now I haven't seen Total Recall in probably like 10, 15 years.
Yeah, boy.
But it does have Sharon Stone, so
I rewatched it within the last year, 2 years. I love
okay.
it.
But
Yeah.
they remade that as well, right? Or they
They did, and
reboot?
it's not good.
It's
It's
not
not
good.
good. Now,
Okay.
Colin Farrell, Kate Beckinsale, who's that smoking hot chick that
Kate
married
Beckinsale.
yeah, who's the other one? There were two of them. That's what I'm
Is
saying.
there? I mean, it doesn't
Well,
get much better than Kate, but
well, Jessica Biel.
oh, yeah.
Jessica Biel, Bryan Cranston had a bit part. There's a fella whose name is escaping me right now. He was in The Rock, which I know you don't care for. Anyways,
Bokeem Woodbine?
maybe black fella.
Yep, Harry. Yeah,
Harry.
that's him.
Yeah,
Yeah, and
he
he's in The
plays the
Rock. Yeah,
Harry.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm a, I like him. He's a good actor. He's been in some other stuff too, but he it just didn't. I don't know, man. It just didn't play. I think it was fairly unnecessary. I liked the original. It had good effects. It was graphic as hell. It was directed by Paul Verhoeven, and it was one of these like satirical satirical, like holding a mirror up to society kind of situations. He did Showgirls. He did RoboCop. Paul Verhoeven's got a shtick, as that, he's got a, not a shtick, but he's got a, type, I would say. And Total Recall, I just love it. It is so, so dark, so graphic. There's certain parts of that movie that are just like, that stick with me even today. In fact, I quoted it like yesterday when I was, that disgusting creature that comes out of the guy's chest, Uwato.
Yeah.
Open your mind. I said that to somebody. They're like, what? I'm like, nothing, please. Anyways, I don't know if we're going to get to it, but thank you for bringing that up. Cause I agree. Yeah. That's a great point. That's a great point. That fills a lot of the nostalgic feels I have for an Arnie in the '80s,
Yeah.
And Commando was a movie I loved, but I didn't even, I didn't see that until much later. Isn't that weird?
Commando may have been my first Arnold movie that I watched. I vividly remember that, and maybe we'll get into it, but I haven't seen it in like 20 years, so it might suck.
Well, actually I watched it. God, how did I do this? I swear I do have things to do, but I did watch it a couple of weeks, maybe a couple months ago, Ray Dong Chong's in it. She's actually kind of funny. She's got some comedic timing in it, but there's like a lot of famous people in that movie.
Oh yeah.
You don't think about it. And I don't think it's this, it might be this fella, Sven Ole, whatever. There's another kind of, no, that's a British guy. There's a British guy in that who's kind of jacked with spiky hair, who's in that movie as well. But Bill Duke's in it.
Yeah, Bill Dukes.
Yeah, he played Mac in Predator.
Yeah, Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, Alyssa Milano, young Alyssa Milano.
Yep, Dan Hedaya.
Yeah, is that the rat-faced little guy?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Yeah, he was in The Warriors.
He's in a lot of stuff,
that's
too.
That's a good movie, too.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm just saying, we could honestly have like an entire episode based on Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Absolutely.
But I think we'd be remiss if we don't eventually do Predator at some point, because that movie is just so good. They're coming out with a new Predator, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Predator Badlands.
All right.
Are you not a big Predator guy?
Predator, yeah.
Oh, you love Predator. Okay, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, Predator 2. And then I haven't seen any other one after that.
Yeah,
so
I've seen two others. I'll probably end up seeing this one somehow. But anyways, I think we've talked more about other movies than we
other
have
movies
this
now. Yeah, definitely. But so I think that's it for this one. We're rolling in. There's probably going to be a little bit of a break. This guy might be going to see a football game, much like Cuz is tomorrow, but on the other side of the pond. So I'll be over there, and then we're into the Christmas season. So we're probably going to do a holiday movie or two or seven.
Yeah, I'm make sure, and we gotta figure that out.
We got to figure that out, though. Yeah, absolutely.
Because we have a penchant for picking holiday movies in the holiday season.
That's right. That's right. So what else? Yeah, what else you got there, man?
Oh, I just want to thank our sponsor, Pandemic Sauce Company. That's pandemicsaucecompany@gmail.com. Don't forget to email Ron at pandemicsaucecompany@gmail.com. Make sure and put automatic rewind in the subject line. Start a dialogue. Tell them you heard it here first. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, follow, share this episode with your family and friends. If you have any movie suggestions for us to review for the holiday season, for any season, send them to Cousin Bailey, CUZZINBAILEY @gmail.com, or reach out to us on Instagram at Automatic Rewind, all one word, or on X at Gus and Cuz. That's all I got.
Awesome. Yeah. So you got us here. We got the Bourbon Boys. Only a couple more episodes. College football is kind of winding down. We're getting into the bowl season here soon. But yeah, for Cousin Bailey, I'm Gus, and we'll see you over the holidays. The holidays. We're out.